With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Summer Mary from the Bay.
This is Courtney from LA, but in Park City.
Woo-woo!
Guys, thank you for tuning in today. We're doing this a little bit later in the week because, one, we had our bonus episode doing all thing Kardashian. Two, I'm traveling, so this weekend I'm in Park City.
Park City. What's like the drinking conditions there?
Well,
like they make it hard, right?
It's prohibition, so it's only in basements. No. Only men can drink.
No, like, but can you like buy alcohol on Sundays? Like,
no, you cannot. You cannot buy alcohol on Sundays, actually, and you can only buy alcohol from state mandated liquor stores. But you can go to the bars. The bars are very strict, though, and they do a strict 1 ounce pour.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and a lot of them you actually have to have memberships too.
Are you a member?
Well, I'm a member of the world. So that's the card I pull. But I will be hitting up my favorite local bars on Main Street tonight with my fam, with my sister. So that's
fun.
What I'm doing here this weekend. Yes, so it'll be a good time.
Great.
Summer Mary, what have you been doing? Everybody is inquiring about hashtag Summer Mary.
Well, we had a major fiesta at my house on Saturday night for my sister's 30th. It was super fun. I even whipped out a whistle and was pouring tequila shots down people's throats.
Mary sent a Snapchat or a video like the next day, and it's some guy just like they're all lined up on their knees to get tequila thrown. And Mary's mouth is just so wide open. She's like, please.
Like I was like a bird waiting for my food.
Like, it's
come.
Like, yeah, Mama Bird was about to feed her baby bird, and Mary could, and then they didn't even go to Mary first. And it was like, oh, you saw this look of like pain on her face. It's like, why not me?
I was very thirsty.
Yeah.
And I drank a lot that night.
Did you quench your thirst or no?
I did quench my thirst. And then, actually, I didn't have that bad of a hangover. I feel like tequila doesn't give me that bad of a hangover.
Maybe you're also sticking with one alcohol.
No. Because I started with wine. Then I had beer. Then I had vodka. Then I had tequila. Then I had beer. Then I had wine. But
okay.
I mean, we like waited till 4 o'clock because the guests were coming at 5:30. So we said at 4 o'clock we could have our first drink. It was really hard.
That
to
was.
Wait.
God, you're such a Dorinda.
I idolize her.
You're like you're the drink Nazi.
Yeah,
just like
then,
Carol said.
Then I went out on Wednesday. You guys, it's 1 o'clock here. I'm still in my robe.
I've been to the airport, I've been to Nordstrom's, I've been all over the mall, and I've had lunch, and now I'm doing this.
I had fruit this morning and tea.
Mary is living her best life.
When you starve yourself, you can't have that much activity.
Right. I get it.
So.
I get it. Because why are you starving yourself? Where are you going on Sunday?
I'm going to Columbia on Sunday. So, yeah, so we will not be
Podding,
podding. Yeah.
podcasting, pod taping,
We won't be
recording.
putting on this amazing show.
This 5-star show for you guys. We will be off next week.
And the, but then I'll come back with great
Yes, I
stories.
can't wait. It's going to be
If I
really
get there
fun.
safely.
Yeah, can you, why don't you tell everybody the situation so far?
The situation is that apparently I booked the wrong airport to fly into, and because I fly in late at night, the place I'm going to, it only takes like an hour and a half from the airport, but apparently it's not safe at night. So of course my airline won't let me, their change fee is $300. I only paid $700 for the flight. I'm like, I'm not paying that change
I
fee.
agree.
So I'm going to try to hustle them when I'm in the capital city and work my magic and hopefully get to fly into the right place. Otherwise,
You're going to hopefully find the closest Marriott and stay safe.
Or we might just get, my friend said she would get me a reliable driver.
Okay.
I
So,
don't
guys,
know.
this might be our last podcast, and
No.
for the past 7 months, we have enjoyed talking to you weekly. Mary would like to say her goodbye. We'll let Mary do her goodbyes at the end of this. And
No, I'll be fine.
okay. Okay.
Pablo Escobar's gone. Okay, moving on,
on.
moving on. So, this week, lots of news this week. So, Corinne and DeMario will be on the Bachelor in Paradise special addressing the situation. And BIP, they did an official August 14th start date.
So they only
So,
pushed it back a week.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about. I feel like it would be smart of them to just not address the situation. What are
There's
your
just
thoughts?
so there's so many unanswered questions. I think she's going to apologize.
You think they've like talked her into it to be like, you've tarnished the Bachelor reputation. You need to like take it back.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be such great publicity for them, though.
I just
I
hope
mean, I'll tune in.
I'll be watching right with you. Listen, I can never not say no to The Bachelor, any sort of spin-off. I might hate watch it, but I will watch it every week.
See, okay, if Peter's the next Bachelor, I will watch the next season, but I don't know. I don't know about these others.
Okay. So I was texting with a friend and she brought up that she had a dream.
Okay.
First off, her dream was great because she was on a Delta flight. It was very specific. She was on a Delta flight nonstop, but the plane said that they were going to take a detour, and she was really pissed because it was a nonstop flight. But then when they took the detour, it was the After the Final Rose special. And behind her, sitting behind her, was Will Smith, and they were announcing that Wells was the next Bachelor.
Oh,
And I was like,
well,
I love every part of this dream. Slash, I would love Wells as the Bachelor. I would apply. I would apply if it was Wells.
I think he would be really entertaining. His drunk Snapchats, Wells Adams, are amazing. I don't, okay, so basically who we have left is Brian, who's, we know he's a playa, and
And we know that his tongue is a makeup wipe for any woman he dates.
I know he, okay. I hate it on The Bachelor when they pretend like Rachel was buying him that watch. It's like, n she's not buying you the watch. ABC is buying you the watch.
Yeah.
Like, why are you so excited about it? It's just bizarre. But I feel like he has credit card debt.
Yeah, you
And
have a whole theory on him. Like he's
I
like
feel
some
like
like shady guy from Miami.
he totally is. And he like drives with one hand. I hate that.
Like a
He
cool
just,
guy drive.
yeah, like he's
Like he's
37.
pulled back the seat a little bit too, just like
Totally. Totally.
he's
He's
like
just a loser.
rolling with my
No,
homies.
he's a loser. And so he's not going to be the next Bachelor.
No,
I
absolutely not.
think she, okay, so Peter is gunning to be the next Bachelor. He's
Oh,
literally like,
he's
I'm not
setting
going to
it.
propose to you.
If I am not ready, and so his whole storyline is going to be, Peter wasn't ready when he met Rachel, but now, after the experience, he knows the right one's out there for him.
Yeah.
Will the skepticism stop him from finding his one true love? Or will Peter get down on one knee?
And thank propose. You, Chris Harrison. Thanks, Chris Harrison.
Courtney Harrison.
Exactly. I would go for Chris.
Chris should be the bachelor.
That would be so fun. Okay, then Deanie well, baby's way yeah. too young. His dad is going to be so eccentric oh. next week. I can't wait.
Okay, I'm just like, I want to protect Deanie babies. And you know what, Deanie babies? T-Rex. That's my favorite dinosaur.
I know, when he's like totally like the awkward guy. He's like, do you believe in the tooth fairy? She's like, please stop. She's like, you're like, pretty, but you're pretty. And she's like, please, no.
She's like, tell me your feelings, but I'm not going to tell you any of mine because I hate talking about feelings, but I'm going to be a hypocrite. I'm going to make you tell me all your feelings. And Dean's like, church, sky oh. is blue. Dogs.
They're... Like, neither of them were Catholic, so I thought that was a really weird
well,
date
so Rachel's,
as well.
Remember when Rachel in her hometown with Nick, she
yeah,
took
but that
Rachel
was Christian.
To, she, yeah, but I'm saying, like, she's just a big believer in faith, and she wants somebody who's going to be, doesn't have to be the same faith, but is going to be tolerant and accepting of her having some sort of faith and whatever it is. I just feel like... Okay, so then they had those one-on-ones, right? Those three had one-on-ones. They all gave the rose. I felt like that they weren't going to give Dean a rose, that he wasn't going to get it. But, right. But I'm glad he – I just – I love him
I can't
so much.
Wait for his hometown. It looks fantastic.
Okay, so who is his dad? Is his half-brother Aladdin?
Yeah, it was like he's definitely out there, and like Deanie Babies is like crying.
Deanie Babies is on the floor, like
chair.
He's like Ramona. Like, remember Ramona on the Morocco trip after she yelled at Jill, and she was like, she was like shaking on the bed. That was yeah. like what Dean was like having a convulsion, and I just felt like so. How weird if you were Rachel to be like, you're okay. All okay.
That's so uncomfortable. But then they'll spin that like, this is hometown brought us so much closer together.
No, Dean's getting eliminated next week.
Okay. And then I think Eric's going to win.
You think Eric's going to win over Brian?
I think Eric's going to win. And it's like the first time he's bringing a woman home. Baltimore, he sounds like he comes from a really rough background, like family selling drugs.
Yeah. That's why I think he's not. That's why he's only getting so far. He's getting top three at best.
No, I think he's going to win.
Eric, okay. This is my problem. So, right? So, they're, like, ABC's setting us up for, like, this 3-on-1 where we're, like, okay, we know nothing about Matt, the producer plan that you guys just threw in the top six. Adam, right. What? Like, who is he? And then you've got Eric. And I'm, like, I'm sorry, ABC. You're building up an entire season about race, and you're telling me that you're not going to have a black guy in the top four. Of course Eric's getting this rose.
He's going to be top two. He's going to win.
I say top three. She's going to say something. His rough upbringing, and she was, like, you know, brought up really, like, she was... in a well-to-do family. No, he's going okay. top three. He's out before the top two.
My other favorite part was when Adam went home. He's like, she made a big mistake. Huge, huge. I'm like, all right, pretty woman, Julia Roberts. Like, he's like, she made a huge mistake. Although I thought he was pretty hot. But he's the guy that brought the doll, right?
No. Oh, is that Adam Jr. and Adam? Oh my God. It seems so long ago.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I think he'll be on Paradise.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, but so anyways, we have so much more to talk Bachelor with the future, not necessarily like what's happened, but because we're not here next week, we're going to do something kind of different. So on Tuesday, July 25th, we are going to do like a live show. So we want you guys to join us. And if this goes well, we're going to hopefully like get this related into like more Bravo related shows, which we know you guys are loving. Hopefully like the Real Housewives of Orange County or something. So we're teaming up with this new app and we want you guys to join us. It's called Smile Time. So if you go into the Apple Store and download the app, what it'll do is it'll you'll log into it and then you can heart the room called the Fantasy Suite. And that's where we're going to be talking. Yes. And there's no condoms, as Mary has said before.
The Fantasy Suite is the room to be on Tuesday, July 25th. And
yes.
You find it through the Smile Time app. And yes. Me and Courtney will be live chatting with you and hopefully interacting. And
yeah.
We're just going to talk Bachelor that day.
Yeah, we're going to talk Bachelor. So what you want to do is make sure you click the heart on the Fantasy Suite. What it'll do is it'll subscribe you to that. And then that way we can send you a notification when we're going live so that you guys can remember to join and come chat with us, because we love all the DMs you guys send us on Instagram. And I think it'd be so much more fun to have you guys live chatting with us. So 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you're on East Coast, we tried to do it as early as we could to make make sure that we could include you guys. So please download Smile Time, click on the Fantasy Suite, click on the Heart app.
You guys, I'll be chiming in. I'm going to be wearing a robe,
drinking
rosé, and talking about roses.
Yes. So robes, rosé, roses. That's all you need to remember. And Smile Time, okay? So come join us on Tuesday the 25th when Mary gets back so that we can talk about that, okay?
Yes. Okay, all then right. Also, wait, did you see this, like, crossover of Josh Murray on in Cabo with Eden Sassoon?
That was so wild to me. What is that? That was, like... I don't even know. I don't understand because, okay, so apparently I think she's dating Chase from...
Yeah, okay.
So because...
From Bachelor.
Yeah, so I thought he was dating Tomi Lauren or whatever her name was, but now I've been seeing a lot of photos with Eden, but I'm like, what does Eden buy them stuff? Like, why is she like... I don't get it.
She's like significantly older than them, I feel
Yeah, and so, yeah, she's like what, in her 40s?
I mean, but 40s? The Sassoon legacy, that has to be...
I don't know. She just seems, she seems poor to me.
Maybe they, Chad's pretty like,
you mean no, Chase?
Josh is pretty self-involved. So like maybe he wanted hair products.
Yeah. Josh is
Vidal
there.
Vidal Sassoon.
It's like Chase, Josh. Is Robbie there too?
No, I didn't see Robbie.
Okay. But... So it's like the three of them, like having a little threesome fun.
I don't know. They were like doing yoga and weird stuff.
It's so weird. And like, okay, I want to troll Josh's Instagram all the time, but I'm like so afraid after we've been blocked by Tamara Judge that like we're going to have more people block us.
I'm pissed about that. I mean, I can understand Shannon.
Like Shannon should for sure block us.
Tamara has no need. I think it was just like because we said hitch, like you haven't lost 25 pounds for 4th of July.
No, I think it's the photo before where Brianna, Vicky's daughter, tagged her in one of our photos where Tamara had that horrible mohawk. I think that's when she started.
I don't think she would get so mad about the hair. But wait, Brianna, this week she almost died.
Yeah,
she had
what
some
was
surgery.
That?
She had some surgery, and they had like a dirty scalpel. It had feces on that. That's poo.
Wait, what? Feces is what?
Feces is poo. It had poo on the scalpel, and they put it in her body, and like she almost died and like lost her leg. I feel bad for her.
But this, what's so weird, like, but so Vicky, right? Because Vicky is going like the victim route this year. Right. So Vicky puts it on her Instagram story and she's like, swipe up for the people link. Like, Vicky.
Okay, you know who, like, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but the Teen Moms, I follow them because I still watch Teen Mom. I'm like totally addicted. And they always have the swipe up. They're like, guess who's leaving this season? I'm like, oh my God, who? And then it's like swipe up. You literally have to click 10 different things to figure it out. And I do it. Like it's absurd. The swipe up has to go.
Or give it to us, Instagram. Verify us. Verify us so that we can swipe up.
And I know we got into a lot about the Kardashians last week. And thank you for a DM from Kelly Nevin Walsh, because Lisa Bloom, China's lawyer, is Gloria Allred's daughter.
Which is like...
mind blowing.
Fascinating, because we were saying, what, was Gloria busy? Like, she couldn't take on this case of women empowerment. And it's like, oh no, she got her daughter to do it.
I love it.
Okay, so also...
And then
this story
is unraveling a little bit.
Okay, so then it's like, now it's all of a sudden gone kind of quiet. Like, the Kardashians are so good with their PR, right?
This is
so,
in south of France right now.
Oh, she's living her yacht life. She's living her best life in her yacht life, right? So Kim, like, when Kim was asked about the whole situation, apparently she just was kind of like, well, China signed an NDA. And like that was the answer, and it was like, oh no, China will not be. That's why she's not. That's not why she's not pressing any charges, right?
I think this girl has no idea what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to like make a statement, so she got the temporary restraining order. There's no way she's gonna get a real restraining order.
No,
and
because they're hard to get by, right?
They're super hard to get, you guys. You got to prove a lot of problems. I've tried.
Well, so no, then I read on, I think it was TMZ maybe, that like since Rob's cut China off, like she's back to her old tricks of going to like the gig, doing her gigs at the strip club again.
Oh, they're just bizarro. I can't. But then wait, what's this other scandal about?
Okay. So cocaine. Okay. So what's really funny, right, is like somehow like within like hours, days, whatever, of like this whole scandal breaking out. There's like something that happens with Kendall and Kylie's like clothing line that they did. They put like Notorious B.I.G. and like Tupac and then like their faces on a shirt, and it wasn't like licensed to get it. So like that kind of took some attention away from Rob. Not all the attention, clearly. So then Kim Snapchat something. I don't even know what she was Snapchatting about. Probably about like her outfit of the day.
No, like her contouring. She's like, guys, I'm going to show you how I use the medium dark contour. And it's literally 15 Snapchats and I watch every single one.
Did you buy the KKW makeup yet?
Suck me in.
Yeah. So anyway, she was
not yet. Not
are
yet.
You going to buy the contour kit?
Maybe.
Okay, so she's Snapchatting something, and on the table behind her is a black table, and it looked like there were two lines of Coke that had been like cut up and ready to go. And so people were like, oh, Kim doing coke, like whatever. And so she gets like right on Twitter and she's like, I'm putting a stop to these rumors because it is not true. I do not do drugs, blah blah blah, whatever. Like,
she I don't
was,
think
like,
she does.
I don't think so either. So then come to
she's
find
too
out,
much of a square. She doesn't even
she
like
doesn't
drink.
Yeah,
yeah,
she couldn't
like,
be
who doesn't like to lose their self-control.
Yeah, like I mean, we know
Tinsley.
Yeah. Tinsley does. Also, so then she's like Snapchatting, right? And it turns out it's actually the marbling on her black table behind her. So these two lines of coke are actually just the marble.
I believe that.
But man, was that a crisis?
I mean, but or the best PR ever.
Yeah.
Let's start a coke scandal to get off Rob.
Yeah, yeah. And then she's like, "Oh, just kidding with the table."
Just my marble.
Yeah. Okay. So shall we move on to
it's easy with the birds and the bees and the one, two, three. Wait, our opening song kind of sounds like that.
It's not from Southern Charm, though, guys. We just feel like it's really upbeat and exciting. You know,
put
a smile on your face.
Just like as exciting as Catherine's outfit. Tell me your thoughts on her outfit.
Okay, Catherine was a mix of Jessica Rabbit and the salsa dancer emoji.
Totally.
Like, so much. I was like, but
I also
loved it.
We didn't think she could do worse than last season, but she
might
have trumped it.
No, no. Last season was way worse. Okay,
she was
also,
like a Renaissance woman last year.
She also like reminded me a little bit of like the Harry Potter phoenix. Like a phoenix and Big Bird.
Okay. I actually really liked the different color red.
Yeah.
Like, and of her hair.
Yeah, I liked it too. I thought she looked good.
It was pretty superhero.
I'm pretty sure she took a Xanax before.
100%. She's like basically slurring her words.
Yeah. Also, wait, so Andy called Craig a Renaissance man?
Mm-hmm.
Were you into him?
No, I'm not into like a seamstress kind of man.
I love Craig. First off, him and Naomi need to end things. Like, we fell out of love. Like,
yeah,
you have no kids. You guys are like 27, maybe. She's like 23.
Their rock bottom was 5 weeks ago. I'm like, it wasn't rock bottom on the show when everyone saw this. Like, oh.
Apparently
and
not.
Like, the cheese monster. It's like, Craig says he'd rather eat cheese than have a BJ.
A blow pop, as the Savannah kids.
A blow pop from
But Naomi also said the same thing. That's why they work together.
I think that they should combine the two. It's like, Craig should be eating cheese while receiving a blow pop. Like, meet the best of both worlds.
He's like, wow, Naomi, that's very gouda.
But, can you please pass the brie? Oh, Naomi. Oh, God, Naomi. Oh, this cheese. What the fuck? This cheese.
Oh, my God. He's like, this is the goat. She's like, greatest of all time. He's like, no, the cheese. Okay, so anyways, they like are talking about like, of course, somehow like the subject of like Catherine and T-Rav and, you know, the dating scene, and T-Rav calls himself T-Rav and Shep. Oh no, that was the main fight, right? Shep and Craig.
Yeah,
I like
that.
The fight
that
was all
fight
over the place,
like,
just
over.
As I am.
There wasn't much
horrible
substance to the show. Yeah, yeah. Well, he has ABC, aging bachelor condition.
Which is like also, which is so true. He is the Southern Charm version of Jax. Like, he is Jax.
Yeah. But he's like looking really bad. I mean, he sincerely has a drinking problem.
Oh, and he for sure has a coke problem. Like him, his leg shaking the whole time. I was like, Shep, I need you to put your leg down and stop shaking. Like, just be here.
Catherine, be nice and give him a Xanax.
Yeah, it's like, aren't we all friends? But yeah. Although maybe she wasn't, because she only went to rehab for marijuana.
That's bullshit.
Obviously.
But I would love to know the real dirt on the whole situation.
Well, if she talks enough, T-Raf's going to give it to us. T-Raf was literally frightening. He's a disgusting fucking... He's worse than PK, you guys.
No. Yes. No. I think she could have been drinking when she had the baby.
Now you're getting on the fetal alcohol syndrome train. Oh, okay. Choo choo, all aboard, bitch.
there was clearly like, I mean, we know it's not just marijuana. We know she's doing cocaine. Like, what? I need to know the real story though, and I want her to keep on, because I want it to get really ugly and for T-Rav to just tell us everything.
But I want the fucking dolphin gone.
I think this is her last season. Everyone hates her. You guys, everyone. We have another dolphin picture up because she brought her squad to the reunion, and we're just waiting how many days it's going to be until it's flagged.
Yeah, I would like, I just logged on right now to see how funny it would be if it was right this second.
Tamara Judge thinks she can take us down. Landon will be next.
Yeah, hashtag ban Landon.
Ban Landon.
But then,
when Landon was crying because Catherine was saying, she's like, well, I can't trust anyone and people have really like abandoned me. And then Landon like makes it about herself and she's like, I just think it's so sad that she can't. I think it's so sad. She can't trust anyone. It's like, oh my God.
How lonely it must be. It's like, Landon, go work for your dad.
Well, apparently she's back in the real estate business.
Okay, Mary, how close is St. Helena to you?
It's called Helena, but
whatever. That's in Napa Valley area, right?
My friend Gretchen contacted me and sent me that, and she's like, "I'm like, so we're in." I'm like, "We're going for the pod, right?"
So Landon has got her real estate license in California, which is not
makes no sense.
Yeah, it's not Charleston, but whatever. Maybe she's trying to be closer to T-Rav in Santa Barbara. Who knows? But so then she has this open house and you can DM her for details. Now, I don't want to DM her from our podcast account because
we definitely cannot.
Because then she'll see all the dolphin photos and for sure shut us down. And we're just not ready for that. But Mary needs to go. She's always, you guys, remember, Mary's always threatening me that I have to be attending all these events in LA. Yeah. And now you have the opportunity.
No, I will do it if I'm here.
Well, did you DM 100%. Her?
I have a homework assignment.
Homework assignment. Your Friday afternoon homework assignment.
God, okay. Like, so when am I taking off this robe today? I have so much to do.
You're not. Let's be honest. All your errands are happening tomorrow morning.
No, I need to leave the house today.
Oh, well, think about it. Okay. So what did you think about Snowden showing up? I died that they just put her in a regular chair.
Like she was off to the side. It was weird that people didn't move down for her and let her sit next to Andy.
Right.
But clearly that's very strategic. But I cannot believe how many people have slept with T-Rav, because Catherine has had two babies with him. Mm-hmm. Landon has for sure. Mm-hmm. Jennifer has. Mm-hmm. The only person on those couches that has them is Chelsea.
And Cameron.
And Cameron.
But only because she's like married. And Chelsea, it's too soon to tell.
I'm looking forward to her being like a full cast member.
Chelsea.
And get Landon out.
Yeah.
Andy, my recommendation.
Yes. Pro Chelsea. Con Landon.
Ban Landon.
Bandon.
But the Catherine or the what's her name? What's
Snowden?
Her name? Yeah.
Okay, Snowden.
Yeah. Do you think she lied under oath?
Yes.
I guess what Thomas is like paying her to lie under oath.
Yeah, I don't think she's being paid. I think she's just, her reputation's gonna be threatened. Like maybe like Thomas is gonna release things about her. I think
Is Thomas the dad of her baby?
Well, something happened to that baby too, so I wouldn't be surprised.
He kept saying like the abortion thing. He's like, you know, the right thing would have been to bring up to have an abortion. And did you hear Craig like bring it up? He's like, didn't he
No,
make, he
no.
said,
No, T-Rav was defending that she didn't
oh,
have an
right.
abortion.
But I'm pretty sure, I thought that I saw, maybe, okay, maybe I'm going crazy and I'm writing fan fiction about Southern Charm now. But I thought that Craig had said like to Catherine, like, didn't he make you try to have an abortion?
I think you're making that up.
Well,
Maybe
that's
you
my fan.
dreamt it.
Oh my God, that's my fan fiction of the week, guys, is that. So, shall we just move on? Because we just have another week of the reunion, and all I really want to know are Austin and Chelsea together? I
I
want
don't
them to
think
be.
so. I know,
Ugh.
me too. I don't think you though.
Okay, what coast are we going to next? East or west?
Let's stay in the let's go to Orange County.
Okay. The land of
Okay.
opportunity.
Okay, the beach. Their opening was like
You
so
guys, they
classic.
came back with a bang.
No, they're like making it like so peaceful on the beach and the waves, and then it's just like, "I
She's like, "Fuck you!" God, Mary screamed so much she's ruined her throat. It was like all these things that had
I
been
don't
that had happened.
scream.
I will never talk to you ever
Ever.
again. It was like all these things where you're like, oh, and that was just from last season.
I know. And then I'm
They
still like,
brought.
why is Lydia back? Why?
Wait, I like Lydia.
No, okay. Wait, let's
Okay,
do all the lines.
okay, okay.
If you can't take my sparkle, then stay off my rainbow. That's Lydia.
That's it, yeah. I can handle a baby and women that act like them. Megan.
Shannon, the truth is organic, but lies are just superficial.
No, redo it.
Artificial, damn it.
Redo it. I think you could do better.
The truth is organic, but lies are just artificial.
I'm pint-sized, baptized, and highly prized.
Kelly, if I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
This new one has like a really weird accent, so I'm gonna try. I'm living the American dream one sports car at a time. She's not French. She's not French.
She's like probably Armenian or something.
Oh, I can't do that. I'm living the American dream. I can't do it. I can't
I
do it. I'm living the
just say it
American
normal.
dream one sports car at a time. I don't get that one.
Because
That's Peggy.
because her husband I think owns like a
Oh.
car dealership.
Oh, it's like
And
also we don't need another Peggy.
right.
Okay, and
Well,
for the
okay.
closer, for the closer.
This is Vicky or I mean is her name Victoria now?
Victoria Gunvalson.
I go big or I go home, and I'm not going home.
Oh shit, the OG and the OC is back.
Oh, and I love her like victim role this season.
Oh,
She's like,
she's
those
so.
girls are bullying me. It's
She's
like,
like,
what?
but they think they're the popular girls. I'm the popular girl. And I'm like,
I
okay.
And then Kelly's like, well, I don't care if we're popular. Vicky's like, I want to be popular. I am popular. I started this
She's
franchise.
like, I'm gonna be popular. Did you ever see Wicked?
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
actually, no, I
Oh,
didn't. But I
okay.
know that song.
Okay. So we like open to like wah.
Oh
It's like
my
sh
God.
okay, first off, what I want to say is, listen, Shannon, I get it. You're fat. I get it. But if you don't act happy, he's gonna cheat again. And David needs to go.
He's already cheating. Like,
He's for
oh my
sure
gosh,
cheating.
that whole cooking quinoa.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was
constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock ones. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on Me Undies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG. allomoves.com, code TJG.
Bubbles.
Like, did you watch it through your fingers? I had my fingers over my eyes, just cringe-worthy, like,
you were turtling
into the robe.
Oh my gosh. And like, but also 40 pounds in 8 months is like insane.
Very unhealthy. Do you think it's all alcohol?
I think it's an autoimmune thing.
I think she has a thyroid problem.
I think she has a thyroid. You guys, I thought I had a thyroid problem. I went to the doctor this week. She's like, we have like no blood work for you. I was like, oh, okay. I haven't had that physical since I was like 17. So yeah, probably. but I was like, okay, like, let's do the blood work. I was like praying that my thyroid was going to be underactive and that I could get a surgery and 20 pounds would fly off.
Wait, did you get diet pills?
Okay, so let me tell you what happened. So I get the blood work done. Literally, I'm a perfectly healthy human being.
So what it is you just drink in excess and you treat yourself to delicious food.
Yes.
So like any other person in their early 30s.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, I was praying for this, you know, that I have the underactive thyroid. Came back totally fine. Everything, like cholesterol, fine.
You're like, are you sure you want to take it one more time?
The only thing that's low is, it's called like ferritin or something, which is basically like low iron. That's why I'm tired all the time.
I was like, oh, I'm sure you could just pick that up in Mexico.
100%. I just need to get iron supplements and then just start myself more. So, but I'm still waiting to hear back for her because I'm going to ask for diet pills.
I see nothing wrong with that.
I'm hopeful.
Guys, everybody, when you pray tonight, please pray for Mary getting diet pills, because why do anything that you can't take the easy road out in?
Totally. Well, Shannon needs them.
Shannon has that Kardashian money, right? Like, well, not maybe Kardashian, but like, Shannon, hire a personal trainer. Why is Tamara not her personal trainer?
But how come they don't own the house? Why are they renting? I think their financials are a little weird.
Well, but isn't the house like $15,000 a month or something ridiculous?
It doesn't look that nice.
Well, I mean, Archie is going to kill himself or kill Shannon by jumping off that cliff.
That's a bad boy. Bad boy. And like, David's just like, this quinoa is fine. It's just fine. Yeah. Well, it's not a maestro's filet. I'm like, oh my God, this is so awkward.
Like, it just makes me think of like season one where she's like making dinner and he just starts eating chips and salsa. And I was like, oh God, not the chips and salsa. Put away the salsa, please, David. Don't bring out the chips and salsa.
No, but also, I actually kind of want to go back and watch those because they were having a lot of tension then. Before the affair, like, where she hadn't slept with him in like a really long time. And she's like, we've never done like an overnight since our kids are born and all this stuff. And I'm like,
yeah. And then remember and she had to like pound like a hotel bottle of vodka. It was like,
yeah,
this will make it better. I'm like, oh my God, your eccentricities are what's going to take you down.
She must just be like 5 o'clock on the dot. She starts her Tito's and vodka and then just like gets a good drunk buzz and then eats at like 10 o'clock at night because
she just binge that's eats. What you
do. Yeah, she binge eats and then she feels like shit in the morning. So she wants like McDonald's and gets that too.
Yeah, she's getting Postmates delivered.
Totally.
And she's just like,
last night,
I see nothing wrong with that. But anyways, it's like, you know what it is she got that vow renewal last season. You know what happens with a vow renewal?
That's the telltale sign. Vicky Gumbelson, vow renewal, divorce the next year.
Ramona.
Yes, that's so true.
Who else? There have been plenty of other ones.
I've never heard of other people doing this.
Didn't someone on Beverly Hills do it? Oh, Lisa and Ken, but they're still together. Okay, so the theory might be a little bit off. Guys, who else? Please tell us who else has done their vow renewal and got divorced. Thanks, everyone. Okay, so when we went to Tamara's house, did you see that photo painting from like that she's like in a convertible car and Eddie's like pushing the car?
No, but oh, I just was like, this is another Home Goods infomercial.
Infomercial? Yeah, something like that. I just don't like Tamara since she found God, which the Orange County girls are the most faith-based housewives.
Absolutely. They're all Christians.
They're all Christians, which we all know what that means.
And they're all going to Bible study.
Yeah. Like Lydia, I think, is like a legit devout Christian. Like she's well, that like was kind of practicing. Like
their segue. Like that was like, okay, this is how we're going to get but Lydia why back on the show.
We also could just be like, Lydia's back. Like, you don't need to, like, do this Bible study setup. And Tamara's like, I haven't, like, my daughter doesn't want me talking to her about this show and I haven't seen her in 3.5 years. So I'm going to talk about her on the show and it's so depressing.
Tamara like, crying is the worst because she can't move her face. But she also got a facelift, too.
She looks fabulous. And we wanted to tell her until she blocked us. Like, we wanted to tell you, hey, you look good. We're really happy for you with your new look. But she'll never know.
I was upset because I had to add her on my personal account, and I like my personal account to be about
why
teen
did you
moms
have to, you didn't need to add
and my
her.
Friends.
Do not add her. You delete her. Do not give her that follow.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll get
delete
off
her. You, we'll just search her.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, thank
but
you
then,
so
but
much.
But then, like, sometimes, okay, fine. Just tell me what to do.
Delete her!
Okay, it. I also loved, okay, I did another research project.
Oh, yes.
Heather Dubrow is not following any of the OC Housewives None. Anymore. She is, so. Like, so done with them. She should have always been on Beverly Hills, though.
Yeah, she, so apparently she got demoted to, like, friend of, mm-hmm. and that's why she quit, because she was pissed.
Right.
And so, and there was some sort of drama, like the reason why she like unfollowed all of them. But I heard she's getting a show about her family on E.
Oh, like maybe they're going to like make
Botched?
It. I watched a lot of Botched yesterday.
Tell us about a lot of TV.
Guys, I got sucked into Chris Lee Knows Best and I loved it.
Does he know best though?
Yes. He is like, just this wonderful Southern man that is flamboyant and fantastic.
Is he gay?
And he is... No, I don't think he is. I don't. I think he just, like, loves fashion, and he's very metro
very like
flamboyant.
My comparison of Papa Joe Simpson.
Yes, but he is gay. Papa Joe Simpson
Papa
is
Joe,
gay.
Allegedly.
I don't think Chris Lee is, but...
But you wouldn't be surprised if he fell over and it was into a guy's butt.
I mean, has it happened? Maybe.
But it was dark. He thought it was his wife.
Whatever.
Whoopsie. Oopsie. Who knew? So
okay. Going back to Christianity.
Yes. Well, that's like, isn't that like, okay, you went to a Catholic school, right?
Yeah, but that's
did it the girls
different
no
Christians
I know
are...
but what I'm saying is that when they wanted to like a lot of religious girls especially down in the South their secret was
I
instead
know.
Of instead
Go
of
in
having
the butt.
Yeah instead of having vaginal sex you have it in the butt and you're still a virgin.
No, not one girl I know has done that.
Okay, well I
but
guess
Catholic
you...
girls are different.
I don't know. These are just
Catholic
things I've
girls
read.
Are different.
Is there something in your eye, Mary?
No.
Moving on. Back to the Christians of Orange County.
So Brooks.
Oh my God. Wow. So Vicky.
Steve.
Okay. Who is
Lodge for Anaheim.
How can,
that's his tag. On
how can
Instagram.
Vicky fake cancer in a storyline and yet like I just can't get a call back for a second date?
This guy seems like a doll. He calls her Victoria, brings her red roses. Like,
were you the one? I had someone text me, and I don't know if it was you or not, but someone texted me and they go, I thought that was the flower delivery guy because I didn't think that her boyfriend could be like that decent looking.
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't okay. me. That's pretty good.
Whoever said that, that was hilarious.
He's like, seems like a really good guy though. And I thought it was really interesting how, is her name Brianna or Brianna?
Brianna.
Like, it's like, so are you guys going to get married? And I'm also like, wait, Vicky's only 55? But I'm like, why? She does not need to get married. There's
no,
no point in her to ever, ever get married again.
Especially because she'll probably have more money. She doesn't need to do that. Third also, do you know,
the charm.
His brother is Robert Lodge. Do you know who that is? He was like the host of Blind Date. Is that what the show was called? I have to Google this now. Roger Ludge or Love, the original Love Connection. No, that was Chuck Woolery.
I watched Love Connection this week with Ramona and it was really bad. It was so dumb.
Was she like, I curled my hair just for this?
It was really dumb.
Okay.
I would not waste your time.
No, Roger Ludge of Blind Date. Do you remember this show? That guy?
Oh my God. Yes.
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 Google.
And he was the narrator.
Yes. Roger Ludge did the Blind Date, which is like the pop-up video of Blind Dates.
It was also like, I think like on UPN.
Yeah, and Channel 13 for sure.
I would sometimes watch it after school.
And right after Blind Date was when they aired the Playa.
Playa.
Playas. Playas.
Playas.
Playas. Anyway, okay, guys, 5 stars. This is why. We're staying on track. We're trying to. Okay, so let's talk about Ryan medical leave. Do we really believe that? Medical retirement?
It's crazy he's still in Oklahoma.
Do you think that there's trouble? I don't. I don't think he'll ever get any better. I think Brianna's a catch.
Yeah, she's like pretty down to earth, but her kids are little shits.
Her kids are like, she's like, all it is all day is fighting and poop.
I know, I know.
I was like, is that where how you got feces in you?
But it seems like Vicky's pretty hands-on and like tries to help her as much as she can.
Yeah, which is nice. Michael is like just, Michael could not wait to like get away from her.
I think he's like done working for her.
He doesn't work for her anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, he will be taking that over. Are you serious? What does he do now?
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. He lives in San Diego.
Yeah, he like runs a division down there.
I like know a couple of girls that have hooked up with him and says he does a bunch of Molly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I could see that. He's like such a square. He needs to like escape.
Yeah. I could just see he's just petting you. Like, you feel so soft. You're like, what? He's like, my mom's Vicky Gumbelson. I do this to get away. Okay, so then we go, I'm sorry, but Lydia's husband's hot.
I think he's gay.
Whatever. I'm into it.
She has definitely gained weight in a good way. She's still tiny.
I think she looks great. I think she has really cute style. I like that she's just like, she's like, I live in Disneyland. She's like, woohoo! And I'm like, you know what? I like the positivity. I'm into it. And there's a scene when they're in their backyard. They are rich.
Yeah, they are.
They are for sure rich. They live in Newport. And there's a scene where they're talking to the kids, whatever, and the dog just comes up with this frisbee and the husband grabs it and just like throws it, like without even looking where he throws it. And the dog midair catches it. And I was like, I had to rewind it like 3 times. I was like, that was such a baller move. This is why Doug is great.
Right.
I love me some Doug.
How far is like, so I feel like all these women are so spread out over Orange County from Newport Beach to Cota de Caza. How far is that?
At least 30 minutes.
Oh, I thought it'd be farther.
Maybe 45.
Okay.
Like Cota is pretty south Orange County.
So I feel like, so Vicky lives in Cota.
Yeah. Tamara's in like Ladera Ranch, which is like
in her track home.
Yeah. Which is like... like right, like kind of by Mission Viejo, so she's not even like close to the ocean really. Lydia, I think Kelly lives in Corona Del Mar, I want to say, which is close to Newport. So Lydia and Kelly probably and Shannon's in Newport, right?
But I think Kelly was trying to sell the house.
Yeah, I saw that. Maybe she's in Laguna area. I don't know, but Vicky probably for sure lives the furthest from everyone.
Okay.
But yeah, and then like Lydia and their like Cadillac golf cart to teach the little boy how to bike. And she's like, my middle son is the fucking worst.
Maverick. She's like, he's a whiner. He's the worst. She's like, I'm usually like, I'm so excited. I can't wait to get home. And then I get home and I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
Okay. So then we go dress shopping. To basically, so Shannon can talk about how fat she is in front of her kids.
This is so cute. This is cute. This is cute. Did you think this is cute? This is cute, right?
Yeah, and who is Tamara's niece? Literally, I've never seen her before. I didn't even know Tamara had a brother.
Oh, I knew about the brother. There's been a storyline with, like, the brother and the dad.
Oh, I must have missed that.
This was, like, years ago. I mean, she's been on the show for 10 years.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. What season are we on? Is this 14?
This is her 10-year anniversary of being a housewife. That's why she got the facelift.
Oh, I did not watch the Watch What Happens Live, obviously. But anyways, this season like looks pretty good because it's we're starting episode one with already Lydia trying to get lunch with between Vicky and Tamra. Mm-hmm. And you just know it's not going to go well.
Yeah. And I think Shannon is going to be – she's so angry because she's so fat.
Yeah.
So she's going to take that out on everyone. She's so
angry because she's so fat. She already started something with Lydia next week.
And but I also like – these girls are so mean. She's like – Vicky's just all about like, I'm tired of these girls hurting me and they're bullies and I'm the victim. And she's like, if she wants to bring out skeletons, like I will. Like she's got shit.
She gloves are off. Mm-hmm. They're off. Her fight. She's like Conor McGregor right now. And Tamara's like Floyd Mayweather. And you're like, who's going to win?
I think I'm going to be a team Shannon Bador. Because no. I love a girl with a weight problem.
Shannon,
and we're not fat shaming her. We're relating to her.
But here's the thing, right? Shannon refuses to buy fat clothes. You need to. You gotta buy for the body you have, not the body you want.
Right.
So stop trying to fit into the size 4 because you're not there anymore.
It's just like go to Old Navy, buy the Rockstar jeans.
Oh, those are my favorite pants.
Yeah. Like just they're go like there.
$34 not on sale.
I know. You go there, you buy the size you need for right now, and then you can throw them out.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't every girl do that?
I have no idea. I've never been in that situation last week. So anyways, let's move on to New York.
Okay, so basically, we'll do a little bit. They're still in Vermont.
Yes.
Ramona thinks her ski instructor is also
yeah, this
a
is
waiter,
last week's episode.
A waiter, a cocktail host,
yes,
a cell phone holder,
a picture taker, and really though he's actually an Olympic skier.
He was cute.
He's an Olympic he's like a professional, and she's like, oh, I'm gonna take it. And Sonia's like, Ramona can have the young one, he's not gonna fuck her. And I was like, Sonia has been you think Sonia has a writer for this show? Because she has been bringing these fucking one-liners. I like multiple times this week was like legit LOLing.
No, her commentary is pretty good because she's delusional.
She's also like transitioning with Luann's relationship.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't know if transitioning is the right word to use, Sonia.
Yeah. For Mrs.
D'Agostino?
Tommy's cookies.
Yeah, she's like, I once was Tommy's cookies, but I was an oatmeal raisin. Luann, you're a chocolate chip. Sometimes we get confused, but then he gets a taste of me and he realizes he needs you. Tommy's
and some,
cookies.
Sometimes he likes oatmeal chocolate chip.
Sometimes he likes a partouze.
What's that?
So Luann was like, she's transitioning. What is she transitioning to? Le partouze? And it was like a group sex orgy. Like, what the hell?
I did see that.
I don't know if that was the right word, but I'm going to go with it because I love a good dig.
Yeah.
I'm like I love Luann. I love all of them.
You love Luann.
She's like, these are eggs à la française. She's like, oh good, we're all wearing red to ski. Great, we're like the Swiss Alps, like ski rescue team. Bethany, you're a good snowboarder.
Luann was pretty light on her feet on this.
She's like, yeah, Bethany's like, oh, you're not so bad either. She goes, I grew up in the Alps. Of course I'm great.
They're like, didn't you grow up in Connecticut?
She's like, but I went to Italy because I did a lot of hosting there. I flew over to the Switzerland and I met the count. I also don't know what that voice is because it's gotten worse.
Okay, moving on. then the Jason Hoppy stalking scandal comes
Nobody
out
cares.
This episode.
No. Wait, hold on. No, I need to go for last week because my last Luann, when she tried to start that fire.
Oh my God. She literally almost died.
She literally, like, she's lucky she has her eyebrows. I was crying laughing
like
so
it was
hard.
Like,
yeah, she was like
backfire. It was like backdraft.
She looked at the camera, took a drag of her cig. She's like, wow.
I know. She was kind of like, did anyone see that?
Like, she's like, oh, shit, you guys got that? Like,
yeah.
It was so funny. I was like, okay, now we can move into this week.
Wait, my favorite. Okay, so I'm texting Courtney, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, Sonia, and talking about her vajayjay hair. I sent that to the wrong person. I sent it to a coworker. I was like, wrong person. Wait, I don't talk about girls' vagina hair on text message to other people.
But the person didn't even respond back. Like, that's not weird. Like, she just was like, oh, no worries. Like, hey, have a great trip.
No, but see, so when you're getting lit, she's like, Tinsley and Lewis.
Tom never told me anything.
But she's like, are my pubes gorgeous? Like, they're like a nice Madison Avenue blonde.
There's some gray. And I'm like, wait, but you just said in the intro that your gardens are not gray.
No. But so, I loved her look. Also, then she got her eyebrows dyed.
Her Groucho Marx brows.
No, she looks like Brooke Shields. She looks fantastic.
Okay.
No?
No. I just felt like this episode, like, I mean, she opened it with Harry Dubin was my boyfriend years ago. I think I'm allergic to his sperm. Like, that's legit how the episode opened. And I was like, we are in for a roller coaster with
this. This has been such an epic season for me.
This has been so good. Like, they taped the reunion this past week. I'm so sad that it's almost over.
Well, and like, usually they'll like all get a dinner after and take a photo. There was no dinner and photo.
There was not the finale party.
I don't think so. Oh. No. Like
they'll go out after together.
Oh. But I think Bethany and Ramona are still on bad terms. Okay, so let's go to the steakhouse.
Do you think that Ramona is still on bad terms with her curling iron?
Yes.
You guys, I thought that Ramona was trying to make Sonia look bad last episode when they were in the bathroom and she was curling her hair and she made herself look like Owen Wilson. Like, I was like, oh, no. And then I realized, no, Ramona just doesn't know how to use a curling iron because she looks awful.
No. And then she's like, and Sonia like was like, no, I look great. It's also because Sonia's bangs are too short right now. And she was like curling the bangs. It was bad.
It was horrible. Yeah. Okay. So we set up for the steakhouse, which is basically before the Mexico trip. So, but Bethany hasn't invited Ramona yet. And so, which also is like, Bethany, just invite her.
I know. Like, well, you know she's going to come. Like, the producers are like, you have to invite her.
Well, the best part is when she goes, like, it's a group trip. I'm coming. AKA, it's a Bravo trip. I'm coming. But so, they're at a table, like, for eight, which is, like, it's a big table, but still pretty intimate.
But they're also, like, in the center of the restaurant. There's tons of people there, which I couldn't believe they weren't in a more segregated area.
Like a private room or something.
Yeah.
But it was so weird because it was like, let me have, I got to talk to Ramona. I got to bring up the Mexico trip. It's awkward now, but it's like, oh my God, I got to talk to Ramona. And then she's like, and Ramona went nuts.
She visibly got red. She started like breaking out in hives, basically.
It was so, and she just was like, they were like, okay, you know, Bethany tells Ramona, I'm uncomfortable with the way you've been treating me for you to go on this. And basically, you know, one of the days of Mexico is something where I'm dealing with my business and you've talked so much crap about it. And Ramona just starts going off.
You
about
know what?
Business.
You need to have some respect and more sympathy. And it's not always about you. Okay?
Hey, Bethany.
Do you get it? Do you get it?
You're always making it about you. Like, tell me, like, I was married for 30 years. I had to give half of myself. I felt like my arm was cut off. It's not about you. You don't know. You didn't have a worse. You don't know.
But I think she actually kind of made some good points there.
Oh, my God. What? What points?
Bethany was only married for 2 years.
Yeah, but Bethany
took her
has
6 years to get a divorce. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, but Bethany has way more on the line of money. Like, right. Way more. Like, I get it. But Ramona's talking. Ramona needs to be talking about the emotional, though. They were talking about the money, like, financially with, like, businesses and stuff. And then Ramona went into that. Ramona needs to say, like, no, emotionally, it's been tough on me.
Right. She's like, I only have 3 photos in my house. One with my daughter. One with you and Carol and I,
And then Bethany cuts her off and she's like, quit with the waterworks. And I was like, what's the third photo? What's the third photo? Do you think it's the dog?
I was thinking that.
It's either the dog or Ramona by herself in a bathing suit.
Totally. On a yacht.
Or in the beach, like in the water. Like, remember when Kelly was doing the photo shoot at Scary Island?
Yes.
It's like one of those. But
maybe it's like her like dipping olive oil and vinegar.
Those
bread.
Don't go together.
You Bethany's mean oil like, and water.
She's like, actually, those go together.
Yeah. Like, she's like, they're on the table.
Oil and water don't go together. And she's like, no, Bethany, they're on the table. They go together. They don't. You mix them together and then they spread apart. She's like, you don't like to be mothered. I'm a mother. I am caring. You don't want to be mothered. People fight. People fight and they get over it. No. You don't want to be cared for. I get it. But I'm going on the trip.
I know. She's like, well, I'm disinviting you. She's like, I'm going. I'm going.
And then she goes, later, guys. I'm going home. Go ahead and talk some shit on me.
Yeah.
And she just was like, I got what I wanted. I'm in the Mexico trip. And now I'm leaving before she could do anything else.
And I'm pretty sure she is going to come on the tequila tasting.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You think that she's missing a 7-course meal?
No.
She goes out 7 nights a week.
I know.
And if she wants her wine or her one glass, two, three, she'll give up the dessert.
No dessert. I need my wine. Yeah. I need my wine.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about Tinsley's date.
Okay. I was so surprised that she was attracted to this butterball.
I loved him.
Scott.
He seems so sweet and nice.
She basically did everything that I do on a date, like talk about drinking way too much.
She's like, I don't like to drink. I just like how it makes me feel. I was like, what, your inhibitions are gone. Okay.
Yeah. And then she's like, I still wear my wedding band on my pinky.
It's right here. Do you love it? Do you love it?
It's Tiffany's gold band.
And I'm great friends with my ex still. I'm just going to talk about him for the next 35 minutes, if you're okay with that, while I put on my wooden tutu.
I know. I thought the wooden tutu thing made sense.
I got it, but I needed it to be explained to me that it was off of the wooden leg.
The wooden leg.
Yeah. But I think she's actually still hanging out with this Scott guy.
Okay. I don't, but I do think definitely think that Tito's really does sponsor them.
Oh my god. It was like a Tito's on the rocks with a splash of crayon, and he was like, I like Tito's. She's like, you like Tito's? He's like, I love Tito's. Have you heard of Tito's? Did you have Tito's at Tao? Oh yes, I was drinking Tito's.
I have
Tao
a house in Vegas.
Yeah, I was drinking Tito's in Tao at Tao in my bathing suit and my heels when I was super skinny celebrating my 35th birthday with a glass of Tito's while we had Tito's with a side of Tito's.
I was just like, I understand why he likes her. Like, she's very attractive and like seductive looking, a little worn out, but
she loves tights.
She does love tights. That's her being sexy,
not pantyhose.
Dorinda, everyone's wearing pantyhose tonight.
Yeah, I was like, Dorinda, sometimes you're like a 70-year-old woman where you're like, what? Anal sex? What? No, you're wearing pantyhose? What? And it's got her like bright pink readers.
Truth or dare, Courtney, have you ever had anal sex?
Oh my god, first off,
are you pleading the fifth?
No, I'm editing this out. This is a family show.
I feel uncomfortable right now. I'm sweating. Yeah.
Mary, I feel like you don't want to play
Did
this game.
Did I go too
with
far?
Me.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't want to play this game.
Yeah, I literally wrote where I'm editing this out.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. So anyway, so Dorinda is like an old lady with the pantyhose thing. And then Tinsley tonight secured her apple for the next season.
100%. I'm excited about it.
I like Tinsley. I want her to come back. Her and Carol and Adam went on a trip together.
Oh, really? It's interesting how Carol has really like launched or
like taken her under her wing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
launched. Attached herself to
yeah,
him.
Has like, yeah. Yeah.
But
I
it's
like
kind of adorable. Like, she's trying to find her apartment. She's trying to find her man.
Well, I think
she's
a lot of
the good side of Tinsley.
Well, they're also very, I think they're both, both also like kind of like maturely stunted. Like they're a little bit immature. Like I think Carol's always perpetually like 36. Tinsley's always perpetually like 17. So it like kind of works out with like their like young adventurous side. And like, you know, Tinsley doesn't really have anything going for her, but Bethany does. So Carol doesn't really get Bethany that often.
Right, right.
And I like them together.
Fuck, marry, kill. Okay. Scott, Tinsley's date.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah.
And
Bobby Zarin.
Mario.
Who has the most money? Scott, probably.
I would marry Scott.
Yeah, I'll marry Scott.
I would kill Adam and I would screw Mario.
I think I'm the opposite.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like for some reason, like Adam keeps wearing these turtlenecks and like each week I'm growing more and more fond of them.
No, that's awful.
And then, like, he would, like, snap me picture. Like, he's, you know, an aspiring photographer. So I'd get a really good, like, Facebook picture or, like, a LinkedIn headshot. And then he'd make me, like, a sexy salad.
A totally sexy salad.
Totally sexy salad with, like, a rolled up radish and, like, rolled up avocado with, like, a spritz of, like, lemon dressing.
That sounds delicious. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Do you want a sexy? Do you want to change your vote now?
No.
No, you're still doing Mario. Well, because he's in your age range.
Yes.
74.
Yes. I've never, nothing over 50.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, because, wait, also last week too, when Ramona was like, Bethany's talking to us like we're old women and not like we're 40-something year olds. Like she like tried to say that she was 40. She's and 60. I was like,
she's 60.
Yeah, it's like, you're 60 and you look great. She also got some more work done after the show because she's looking great now.
She's had, I mean, if I look like 60 like these women do, I'll be happy.
Yeah, they look better at 60 than I do at 31.
Yeah.
And that's no, okay.
Just kidding.
Help. dear God.
Okay, really, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say let's wrap it up. Let's pack your bathing suits.
I can't believe I am. Oh my God. I can't believe I almost forgot to pack bathing suits. Could you imagine? I was like,
I'm going to pack mine. I'm going to pack mine right now. And then you guys just need to go over, give us 5 stars on the podcast reviews. Follow us on Instagram at 2judgygirls.
And remember, Smile Time, you guys. Download
Tuesday the 25th.
Download Smile Time in the app. Heart the fantasy room so we can send you notifications of when we're going live. So we can talk with all of you. And let's discuss Bachelor and then potentially do some Bravo-related stuff in the future.
Come judge with us.
Tuesday, July 25th. You guys, July 25th. Wow. If you've stayed around till this long, July 25th.
Okay.
Okay. All
right. Thanks for judging with us.
Adios. Mary, have the best time in Colombia.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.